Diva Exposed. My name is Dina, and this is my confession. Before I tell you who I am, that's an important part of this confession, I must tell you where I am. I'm in my master's home and secured naked to his punishment bench. He's required me to make this oral confession, and he's here as I do it. He'll make sure that I don't stray and that I don't lie. I have no choice but to tell you the complete truth about me, to confess. I've read other audio stories here, about sluts writing their stories at their master's command, but this is live audio, and so I can't be sure how easy this will be for you to follow. Master's told me that he'll use me during this recording, and I may lose my place. I'm 35 years old, and in some ways happily married to a wonderful man. I'm also a slut who finds submitting herself to her master an addiction I cannot and will not abandon. I used to submit to a variety of older men. Yes, I find older dominant men very attractive. I did this quietly, or so I thought, never allowing this side of me to be seen in what I call my everyday life. That woman, that professional, is very straight-laced, very prim and proper, always dressed conservatively in either work clothes or even running errands or visiting friends. She, or I, stand 5'9", have a D-cup chest, brown eyes, and brown hair. If you met me at work or party, you'd think I was aloof at first, but after getting to know me, you'd find out how non-judgmental I am and start opening up to me with things you might find hard to say to others. I've been told that I'm good at finding answers for other people, but as I lay here naked under my master's control, I realize that I've no answers for myself, only the truth. I am a submissive slut, and I crave having my body used to serve and pleasure others. My current and now only master learned of my inner slut by watching me when I thought no one was. He saw me being forced into sleazy motel rooms by older men and then listened to me beg and scream as they used me and abused me for their pleasure. Master was no fool. He worked hard at trailing me, using a digital video camera to record what he could, assembling a montage of images that left no doubt about the real me. When he'd asked if this was something my husband would enjoy, or maybe even my boss, I fell to my knees and hung my head. Master is like my others, but so much more. He's older, maybe the oldest man that I've attached myself to, and he's smart enough to make me drop all the other men and focus all my free time on serving his needs. He's shown me levels of my own debauchery that I myself didn't see inside me. Oh, God, please, Master, no, please, not in my ass. Oh, damn it! Sir, it's too big! Oh, please! Oh, God, my ass is full. Oh, it's so hard to concentrate, Master. No, please. Yes, Master, I can control myself. I'll explain. Please, I'll finish. I'm trying to recall where I was. I don't have the ability to go back and read all this, so this is all audio, and he won't let me edit or replay it, but I need to tell you that he's forced a large plug into my ass. Oh, it feels so good, but so fucking big. Sorry, Master, I'll continue my confession. Yes, sir, I'll tell them. The slaps you hear, Master spanking me when I lose my place, as I did when he forced that plug into my ass. He says that I must learn control, and that as I relate to you my confession, he'll spank me, play with my tits, my pussy, my ass, everything but my mouth. I'm to take all this and continue my confession, and if I lose control, he'll punish me again. Oh, the plug in my ass vibrates, and now, damn. Ow! Yes, Master, yes, sorry, sir. Master uncovered my secrets, and with the videos and photos he'd assembled, he allowed me to sever my ties to the other men and devote myself to him. My inner slut has developed under his training. My submissive desires have grown. Now he demands this confession while he's using me, while I'm naked and exposed to his every wish. Only my mouth remains free to continue to confess. Master insisted that I tell all the other men that I was now devoting myself to him and to suck each of their cocks, swallowing their cum as a final gesture of my submissive life to them. Master filmed every one of those episodes and uses that along with everything else as my chains to him. Sorry, Master. Yes, I'll explain. Master's removed the plug from my ass and intends a larger one, but promises if I can talk without interruption that he'll use lube. Ah, no, oh, please, no. Oh, so fucking full. Damn, my ass is so fucking full. Oh, I can't adjust. Oh, master, this is so fucking big. Master, this slut is so sorry. Please, master, have mercy on my ass. I'll try, sir. Master has used his largest plug in my ass. Oh, I need to just some time to accept it. He keeps spanking me too, trying to get me to focus on my confession. I am master. My first day with my true master was one I cannot forget. When I arrived at his home, he took all of my clothes on the step, exposing my naked body to whoever might be looking. Then grabbing me by my hair, he pulled me into his house. He took me to the kitchen and attached a serving tray using a leather strap with clamps to secure it to my nipples. Then, after loading the tray with drinks and food, he made me lift the tray with my nipples, stretching them severely, and led me to a room full of his friends. I was made to serve all of them, and if I used my hands to fend off a hand feeling up my cunt, the weight of the tray pulled harder on my tits, so I was helpless to defend my body and all the men grabbing and penetrating me as I served the food and drink. Later, I was made to serve as their cocks in my mouth, my cunt in my ass. Many of them came on me, spraying their hot cum all over me, coating my body, filling my holes. One by one, they left when their cocks were spent, and left alone with my new master, I took his cock and all of my well-used and cum-filled holes. That day, he let me go naked, forced me to hurry to dress on the front porch as he closed the door, saying only, "You will come to me when I call you, slut." My clothes stuck to the drying cum that coated me, and my pussy and ass leaked cum as I walked back to my car. I cried in my shower, realizing that my life, once so controlled and secret, was now in the hands of this master. I would go to him often after that, and each time he peeled away another layer of my public persona. Today, as I tell you all of this, I admit that I will never hesitate to serve him, to serve his friends, to serve without hesitation, without question. He made me come to him one morning after I admitted having fucked my husband the night before and extracted my husband's cum from my cunt and had his DNA identified, and then he told me that he'd do the same to any cum he found in me, and if it didn't belong to my husband, he would expose me for who I am to my parents, my bosses, my husband, everyone. In this way, he controls my cunt, my ass, and my life in every way, and only he can allow a cock other than my husband's to fill me. Yes! Oh, yes, master, I'll explain. Master decided to fuck me now, and his hard cock is pumping into my cunt. Yes, sir, I'm sorry. Yes, oh, God, please. Yes. Oh, master's cock is filling me as I speak, and I'm trying to finish my story. Yes, yes, master, I'm telling my confession, not a story. Yes, sir. I'll not make that error again, sir. Oh, I've been with my true master now for 2 years, and he's used me in every way. He's taught me to service his friends, both male and female, and I've taken men in me, and women who strap on a cock have also used my holes for their pleasure. Yes, sir, I'll explain. Master's slapping my tits now, not my ass. The plug is still deep inside my ass as his cock fucks my pussy. Oh, I can feel my juices running down my legs, and I can't come. I'm forbidden to come without his permission, and he won't give it until my confession's complete. Oh, yes, sir, I was just getting to that, sir. Master's cock is not fat, but it's very long, and he takes me from behind like he is now. His hard cock pounds against my cervix. I've come to love that discomfort as I've come to need and love and serve him. When he uses my mouth, he fills my throat, and he's taught me to ignore that gag reflex that I feel. Oh, yes, sir, I'm almost finished, sir. I now spend all my time when I'm not working or home with my husband here with Master. He only uses a whip on me when my husband is gone for days, so the welts have time to dissipate before he comes home. I love the times when Master can use his whip on me, and the exquisite pain that I endure for him. When Master allows me to come, that pain makes my orgasm so intense, so wonderful. I kiss the whip and thank Master for his generosity, Yes, the prim housewife you see, the professional who cares for you, the woman who entertains you with her husband is in reality nothing more than a slut, a submissive cum slut. Dina exists somewhere inside me, but a much larger part of me is Dora, the submissive cum slut who never says no to her master and whose cunt and ass have taken cock after cock at her master's whim. I confess to all of this and to the fact that I'm happy to be his slut. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm now allowed to tell you what Master's doing to me. He's fucking me. Oh, vigorously and working that plug in my ass. Oh, shit. It feels so fucking good. His hard cock's plowing my pussy. Oh, yes. Yes, I love it. Oh, Master, fuck your slut. Oh, Master, fuck this useless slut. Fill her with cum. Oh, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, the slut will come for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, Master. Oh, yes. Oh, God, I'm going to come for you. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, oh, yes.
Diva Exposed was written by Splendid Spunk specifically for Audio Diva to record and to perform, and I thank him kindly for it.